Subject's name, Wesley Austin Whitaker, identified primarily as Wes. He hated the name Wesley. Only one person ever called him that, and she... Well, that name usually brings more pain than warranted. He never seems like a Wesley to me. Sometimes on rare occasions, I would call him Red. This only occurred when he was too incapacitated to retaliate, or angry. When he's angry, his face gets as red as his hair. But barring those instances, he's always just Wes. Constant. In fact, two things prove consistent in the Red Rhino timelines. First, his red hair. The kind of red usually reserved for cartoon characters or stepchildren. This deviates only in Timeline 21, in which case the subject was of considerable age and therefore had no hair. He also had a gut. It was terribly disconcerting. But the second constant trait of Wes Whitaker is family. Wes Whitaker will do anything for his family. T+2 minutes after the event horizon. Running to the drop zone now. It seems to be in the very back of the zoo.
Why can't the enclosure be in the same place every timeline?
This big flash of light, and the rhino just stopped charging. Are you okay?
Do you hear that?
That light. Was it lightning? Came out of nowhere.
What is that?
I mean, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. What's up with that?
We have to get out of here.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
No, he's... The rhino, he's gonna charge again.
He's not doing anything.
Trust me. His heart rate, it's elevated. He's afraid. Can't you smell it?
Smell? Fear?
Can you climb the walls?
They're too smooth.
Okay, let me lift you up and see if you can grab something.
Ow!
What?
That hurts!
I'm not doing anything!
Did you suddenly turn into the Incredible Hulk or something? Ow! Go on my ankle! Stop it!
Stop messing around! We don't have...
I'm gonna break my leg!
What is happening?
Madness, as expected. What's going on?
Two idiot kids fell into the rhino enclosure.
Two?
We don't have much help out here. And then these schools send their idiot kids horsing around and getting hurt. Who gets blamed for it?
Focus. Two, correct?
Trust me, I can't believe it either. But you know kids these days.
Yes, thank you so much. Children are the worst and other commiserations. Two. There are a few options at this particular age. The times the event occurs during his teenage years, there's a 79% higher likelihood for it to be his brother. Or his lover. Excuse me?
What?
Who's down there? Is everyone okay?
Oh, this kid fell into the rhino pit and then his brother jumped in after him and got hit by lightning and this is all super weird. None of this ever happened at my old school.
Lightning strikes are very serious and I'd like to check the boy out straight away because I am a doctor.
Whew, awesome. We can't get a hold of their brother.
Buck?
Yeah, Coach Buck. Do you know him? Can you call him or something?
Well, first and foremost, we have to get those boys out of there. It's very important.
I agree.
A ladder, a rope, a magic carpet. I will take anything you can find.
We found a ladder.
Yep, that counts. Raleigh, buddy, you think you're okay to climb?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll race you to the top.
Hey, don't race and fall on your ass, you idiot kids.
Wes, the ladder.
I see it.
You're breaking it.
I'm not breaking.
Whoa.
What did you do?
You got any other options?
This is all we got, kid.
Great. I'm at the mercy of shoddy craftsmanship.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I know. You go first, okay?
How are you going to get up the ladder?
Would you let me worry about that? I have an idea.
We got you, kid! Don't go jumping off any more railings!
I didn't... You know what? Never mind. Everyone get out of the way!
He wouldn't.
What are you talking about?
Stand back! Everyone stand back!
Cool!
Ow!
Rhinos can't jump, you idiot. That plan works about 0.5% of the time.
What? Who are you?
Excellent question. Give me a minute and stop moving. I need an exam room. There must be one somewhere on your campus, yes?
What are you, a doctor?
Yes.
Wait, really? Because I got this mole.
This boy just threw himself into a railing.
Yeah, you're right. It can wait. The exam room's this way.
Where are you taking Wes?
I promise. I'll help him get better. Trust me.
Oh, okay. But I want to come with you.
No! No, I'm sorry. It's not protocol.
Wait, Raleigh, where's...
Shut up, Red.
Who are you? You smell funny. You don't smell like everybody else.
Come on, kid. Raleigh will be fine. We have a lot to talk about.
Wes? Don't go. Oh, I don't feel so good.
Hey, kid, are you okay?
Hello! It's me, Megan Fitzmartin, the creator of Red Rhino. I may have sponsored this episode, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. Head on over to patreon.com/redrhinopodcast for more information on how you can help us make more art. And if you don't have anything to give, but you still want to support the show, please, please, please rate and review. Every review on iTunes really helps us out and maybe, just maybe, saves our timeline from imminent destruction. Tangentially.
Well, where to begin?
I take it you're not a doctor?
I could start with timelines, but that might be too overwhelming, and approximately 421 iterations respond poorly. There's a lying approach, but it deteriorates the relationship 100% of the time.
Okay, good note. Can't sit in chairs now. What's happening to me?
I could consolidate the information as if ripping off a Band-Aid.
I don't feel anything. Should I feel something? It's not like the railing was a wall, but it was pretty high. And metal... I think I broke it. Will I have to pay for it if I broke it? Will I have to go to jail because I broke it? Who are you?
Yes. Hello. Hi, Wes. My name is Evangeline. There's a lot we should go over.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but it sounds ominous and vague, so I vote no thanks.
Right. What do you know about rhinoceroses?
I mean, I don't want to meet one with its pants down... Again?
What color dress am I wearing?
Gray?
It's green. The transition is starting.
Transition? I'm not going to turn into a rhino, am I? Oh, wait, you were just hit by lightning. Don't believe crazy people.
And then ran into a railing.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot more questions. But who are you? Beyond just a Lord of the Rings character.
As if there is a simple answer. We have too much to talk about and not enough time, but I guess we're going to go with the full info dump approach. Wes, you're a superhero.
This is priceless. You're a superhero, Harry. Was there a Harry Potter marathon on?
I don't know what the... I understand you're unsure.
Oh, no. I'm sure of one thing. You're crazy, and I know crazy, okay? I'm the mayor of Crazy Town. Bye-bye.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm locked in this room with a crazy person, and I just left my little brother out there.
Raleigh will be fine. This is important.
How do you know my brother?
I've known you across time.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense, lady. Look, I've never met you before. Mm. I just want to get out of here, find my brother, get a brain transplant, and pretend none of this ever happened.
How did you run into that railing?
Adrenaline?
You said I smell different.
Okay, let's not make it weird.
Let me guess, you can hear things you're not supposed to hear. Like footsteps and heartbeats. You can tell that my heart rate is elevated at this very moment. Listen. Things look different, colors aren't the same, and you just broke that chair. You may not currently be a superhero, but you have superpowers. Super Rhino powers.
That's just lame, actually.
Continuing full info dump. You might consider me a timeline keeper.
Come again?
A timeline keeper overseeing all Red Rhino timelines to maintain integrity.
Wait. Red Rhino?
Yes.
Who's the Red Rhino?
You.
No, because if I was a superhero, which
you
I'm...
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
But that wouldn't be my superhero name.
I think it's fitting.
You can't just name people based on the most obvious part of their appearance. You might as well just call me Nosehorn. So what? You're like a time traveler?
How juvenile. I don't just travel within one timeline. I have seen every iteration of Wes Whitaker, of you, that there could possibly be in time-space. It's my job.
Your job is to be a timeline babysitter?
It's comforting to know you make asinine remarks in every reality. I am nothing as crude as a babysitter. I have been given a directive from the benefactor to ensure destiny, that you grow up, save lives, fall in love, maintain the timelines to maintain the universe as a whole. Because if the last Red Rhino timeline fails, the universe will succumb to the absence, like a black hole imploding in itself.
You're telling me you travel through time, that time travel exists. Okay, what do you use? A DeLorean, a TARDIS, or a Millennium Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon doesn't travel through time. Only through space, which is far more confined.
Oh, right, because space travel is no big deal.
True. You are egregiously missing the entirety of the point. You're not even listening.
So what's the point then? Huh? You're my Yoda? I have powers now? Just throw on a costume and it's Jedi Wes to the rescue?
Yes, Wes, yes. If you don't, as you say, throw on a costume, everyone you know and love will die, and the entire universe will cease to exist.
Is there a doctor in there?
Buck, are you all right?
Full info dump, huh?
We are running out of time. Wait, no, don't open the door. I was hoping we could just leave the door shut and he would go away.
Buck, I'm okay. Busted through a railing doesn't hurt nearly as much as you think.
Yeah, I heard about you hitting a wall. Glad you're okay. Doc, can you come with me?
Why? What happened?
It's Raleigh. He passed out.
We have to call someone.
That's why I went to go find a doctor.
She's not a doctor. She's a time babysitter.
No.
You sure you didn't hit your head too hard, kid?
I know what I said.
I'll be right there, sir. Just let me grab my doctor kit.
I'll be by the rhinos. We have Raleigh laid out there waiting on an ambulance.
Yes, I will be along shortly.
I shouldn't have left him alone. I can't believe you dragged me here. Why didn't you bring him with us? You said he would be okay.
There is a lot of information that you needed to know that would be detrimental to Raleigh's journey.
But aren't you, like, in charge of everyone's timelines?
No, just the Red Rhinos.
This is ridiculous.
I don't have time for you to find meaning in it. There is an unfortunate learning curve you and I are just going to have to soldier through.
No, no, you know what? This whole thing. Like I'm some stupid chosen one or special snowflake. There's no way you'd be bothered in all of time and space with just me. There's just no way that the entire universe collapses because I'm not good enough. You could just be a stalker and I could just be in shock. I'm in shock.
No, sit back down. We aren't done yet. I'm sure Raleigh will be fine.
No, we are done. It's refreshing to be in a room with someone who doesn't find me crazy, but if you're crazy, that doesn't make it any better, okay? I've gotta go fix this.
Wes, where are you going?
Really? I thought I made it pretty clear.
You're going out dressed like that.
Listen, Mom, it's called Lightning Chic.
Ugh. Here, take this sweatshirt.
You just happen to have a worn red sweatshirt in your bag?
Well, it looks like I grabbed the bag with all the things that mattered.
Okay, cool, whatever. Look, thanks for the bedtime story, I guess. It's been a laugh a minute. Ashlyn, what's going on?
You all right? You seem...
Where's Raleigh?
They're heading to the hospital.
They what? Buck was just...
By the time he got back, the ambulance was already here.
What happened? What did Chad do?
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. I should have stopped Chad. I should have saved Raleigh from being thrown into the pit. I should have... I'll I'll be right back.
Like that?
What do you mean?
You might have an easier time at school if Chad doesn't see your face when you tell him off. Here, take my scarf and pull your hood up and maybe deepen your voice or something.
What, deepen my voice?
Yeah.
What, like this?
Mm-hmm.
Like this?
Yeah. Perfect. You look perfect.
Okay.
Go get him, Tiger.
Chad, is it?
Oh, man.
Hey, leave Raleigh Whitaker alone. Do you understand me?
You're ridiculous, man.
Ugh.
Hey!
I said, do you understand me?
All right, let's see what you got, stop sign.
Fine. Small talk over.
You're gonna get it, sweatshirt kid.
The name's Red Rhino.
That's even dumber.
I don't have time for this.
You're crushing him.
Get up. Get up.
What was that sound?
Get off me. Stop. Please stop. Who are you?
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to...
Oh, I'm sorry, okay? I won't pick on the Raleigh kid anymore. It's not worth it. It's not worth $100.
What?
I was just messing around with the Whitaker kid. For extra $100, I didn't mean for it to get so bad.
Stop. Just go back. Who's paying you to beat up Raleigh?
God, it hurts.
Tell me!
Some lady called me. She said her name was Evangeline.
It was the fight that created within Wes a strength of character. The realization that he's a man of principles, that he's got a fantastic privilege and, well, what do they say comes with great power? I have since come under serious fire for my actions. It is an understandable complaint on my record. The events following should not have occurred. However, you try stopping a stampeding rhinoceros. I thought I was doing right at the time. I thought I was allowing him to work within his powers, to push his boundaries and stretch his wings. I didn't want to coddle him too much. Wes is always better when he learns on his own. I was foolish.
By Gloria Isley and produced by Lenita Harless with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Thomas Agena, Trent Shumway, Kyle Tai, Dylan Welk, and Kimberly Woods. Additional voices by Jasper Yu. Thanks to Christella Scordalis for marketing expertise and Mary Mansion for our beautiful logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.
Tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.